BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The Yemeni government and Shia Houthi rebels have signed a UN-brokered deal to try to end a political crisis that has seen the rebels take over key parts of the capital, Sana'a. Under the accord, a new government will be formed within a month. The Houthis and the southern movement, Herak, have 3 days to present their candidate for prime minister. But the Houthis have not yet signed part of the agreement that calls for a ceasefire to begin. Sebastian Usher reports.
During the day, the Houthi rebels took over ministries and military buildings, raising fears of an all-out coup. It may have been more of a show of force, one they'd been threatening for some time. The security forces offered little or no resistance. A deal was waiting to be signed at the presidential palace. It wasn't clear if a Houthi advance would scupper the agreement or was essentially part of its choreography. The result, for now at least, is a big political change in Yemen, with the Shia Houthis potentially gaining an unprecedented say in government at the expense of their main rival, the Sunni Islamist movement Al-Izla.
Thousands of Russians have marched through the centre of Moscow in the first major protest against Russia's alleged involvement in the Ukraine conflict. In Ukraine itself, the government has said its military forces will not pull back in the east of the country until Russian troops leave. Sarah Rainsford reports.
As they marched through central Moscow, the protesters chanted no to war and hands off Ukraine. Many carried the yellow and blue Ukrainian national flag alongside the Russian colours in a show of solidarity. Others had signs asking Ukraine to forgive them. The Kremlin has always denied it supporting the pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine or sending its own servicemen there to fight alongside them. But people in this crowd don't believe that.
The authorities in Sierra Leone have decided not to extend the 3-day Ebola lockdown, which is due to end in a few hours. More than 90 bodies have been retrieved during the lockdown, and over 100 people have voluntarily reported themselves to the health authorities. Our correspondent in Freetown, Umaru Fufana, says the confirmation that the curfew will finish shortly was greeted with enthusiasm.
When news broke initially that the extension was being considered, there was a lot of mumbling around with people saying that they were running short of stock of food and all of that. And when once this went out again, people have thronged the streets in the east of Freetown singing, "Jesus, Ebola is finished. Jesus, Ebola has ended." Lots of people in the east of Freetown are on the streets as I speak to you now.
Umaru Fufana reporting. Nigeria's National Union of Teachers has called for a further delay in the start of the school term because of the Ebola outbreak. Pupils are due to return to lessons tomorrow. The head of the union, Michael Ulukuya, said safety measures to contain Ebola were not in place. President Goodluck Jonathan dismissed the call for a postponement. World News from the BBC. A global day of protest against climate change has culminated in New York City, where tens of thousands of people marched to demand urgent action. The demonstrators included celebrities, scientists and world leaders. Among them was the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Our correspondent Matt McGrath was there.
They're all hoping here to send a message to the politicians, the heads of government who are coming to New York on Tuesday, to send a message that there's big popular support in the world for action, rapid action on climate change. And they think that by demonstrating on the streets here, by having perhaps the biggest climate march in history, they'll be able to increase that pressure to drive towards a new global deal to be signed at the end of 2015 in Paris.
One of the world's biggest car manufacturers, General Motors, is recalling hundreds of thousands of vehicles because it has identified an increased risk of fire from using the brakes. The recall includes a model of GM's luxury car, the Cadillac. Most of those affected by the recall are in the United States and Canada. General Motors says it's not aware of any deaths or injuries due to the defect. The rival candidates in Afghanistan's presidential election have signed a power-sharing deal, ending months of arguments over alleged fraud. Ashraf Ghani will become president of a national unity government, while the runner-up, Abdullah Abdullah, will nominate a chief executive, who will be answerable to the president. After the signing, the election commission declared Ashraf Ghani the winner of the poll without giving a final tally. A NASA spacecraft is about to enter into orbit around Mars after a 10-month journey of over 700 million kilometres. The MAVEN Explorer will circle the planet to study its atmosphere. Its main task is to find clues as to why Mars went from being wet and warm to cold and dry billions of years ago. Scientists believe the red planet initially had a thick atmosphere, which has since thinned. And that's the latest BBC News.